the Rush Hour Catch-Up for Honda. Let's help you into a Honda today. For the school pickup. For the early run home. For the still stuck at work. Welcome. This is the Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete. Perth's Mix 94.5.
But the third and final instalment of the ABC's War on Waste is back tonight at 8:30, and we're joined now by the host, Craig Rucastle. Hello, mate.
Hey, Lisa and Pete, how are you guys?
Very well, and yourself?
Very good.
Good.
Good. The war is nearly over, although I don't know if we've won.
I was going to say, maybe the battle's over, but yeah, the war's just beginning when it looks to waste at the moment.
Is it one of those
wars? Yeah, it's a tough one to win.
Is it one of those wars that you could really only ever achieve harm minimisation rather than win?
Yeah, it's going to be like that 100-year war from history.
Yeah.
It'll keep going forever. But no, we are. Look, there's been some good steps forward. I feel like there is some advances, although, you know, there's a lot to do. But to generally, not only from, you know, members of the public kind of getting on board and doing stuff themselves, but even business and government are kind of occasionally, you know, making the moves in the right direction. So it's good to see.
Well, it has been front and centre of late with the plastic bag, single-use plastic bag ban at shops. But they don't seem to be able to get their selves together.
No, look, Coles was a bit unfortunate that they did a few different backflips last week, and it's a shame because it's kind of the momentum was the right way.
Yeah.
And people, the whole point is that people get used to it. Like, this has already been done in, you know, many nations overseas. It's been done in many states and territories in Australia already, and it's worked, and it's fine, and people have, you know, it's actually quite popular once it's done. So to kind of stop midway and then readjust and, oh, you know, has just been a real shame. But luckily they've said they are going to get back on board towards the end of this month. So hopefully that will mean it, you know, it settles down.
Craig, do you think we've gone far enough with the plastic bag ban, though? Because me personally, my argument last week was that if we're going to ban plastic bags, let's not just have this somewhere in between, like the legislation says. Let's actually just ban plastic bags.
Yeah, look, it's a difficult one. So what you need to do is change people's behaviour, and all of the studies around the world show that once you start charging for it, it just changes people's behaviour. They kind of go, oh, I'm sick of paying an extra $1.50 every time I go to Coles and Woolies. I'll bring my own bags. And that's the thing. So, I agree that it's obviously not the ideal scenario of actually getting rid of them. But, for instance, the UK did this just recently, brought in a 5p tax on plastic bags and reduced their usage by 85%. Ireland was by 90%. So you can really get big, you know, steps forward if you actually just implement it properly and stop messing around.
That's a lot. And really, I advise people just shell out the couple of bucks for a few canvas bags and you will be able to reuse those for years. I've been using mine for a long time.
Exactly.
You won't have those nasty incidents of your bag breaking when you're on your way back to the car and your oranges are rolling down the street. So, you know, it's a win-win.
Craig, for people who are just sort of jumping on the program from tonight, you're going to follow up on where the e-waste that you attempted to recycle has ended up. Can you just let us know what e-waste actually is?
So it's electronic waste. Things generally with a plug. Wouldn't surprise you that it's going crazily as we kind of go, new iPhone, must get this every year.
Yeah.
And we don't tend to recycle a lot of this stuff because we think it's got a value, or we're often afraid of losing data on it. Hopefully more people will recycle that because it's resources that, you know, it's much easier to get a ton of gold out of old phones than it is to get out of the ground.
So we absolutely should be doing
that. It's funny, you know, I only in the last month I've just signed up for a new contract and got a new phone, and I have a habit of keeping all of my old phones aside, like in the boxes and all that sort of stuff away. Mm-hmm. I have 8 phones sitting there that I've amassed
You're
over
the problem,
the years.
Pete.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah,
thanks,
exactly.
Mate,
pick it's one or two favourites of those, right? Mm. Get rid of the other 6, maybe. Mobile muster the other 6.
The Nokia 3310, that's staying.
Yeah, exactly. I don't want to break this to you, Pete, but you're not going back to that one, okay?
I know. Thanks, Craig.
Cheers, guys.
It's the Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete.
For Honda, find your kind of value at honda.com.au/offers.
With you from 3 p.m. weekdays, it's the Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete on Perth's Mix 94.5. The Rush Hour catch-up for Honda. Let's help you into a Honda today.